Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 85 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, my friend with my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Adam. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, no worse for the wear. You?
Yep. Good. Feeling super good. Your haircut looks good. Why? Your beard trim and everything.
What? Did I not have that last week?
I don't know. Looking sharp this morning. Our listeners are missing out by only hearing your voice.
Wow. Why, thank you. Yeah, it was time to clean up. You know, the reason I cleaned up, and someone else asked me recently, was because January I had no front-facing meetings or speaking engagements. And so I let it just go for like the last 2 months. And February, I've already had two front speaking engagements, and I have another one coming up as well. So it was time to clean it up.
It happens to a lot of us. January is like our slow cabin time. Fever month.
Right. Yeah. Actually,
but usually we don't mind that much because the holiday season is so busy.
Right. Right. I was good with it. It's funny. One of the guys I work out with, he had a beard also. His name is Joker in our workout. He's also tall, wears a beanie like I do. We kind of look like twins a little bit with the beards, but someone mentioned that his beard was, he had a sales beard and I had a developer beard. So his was trim and neat. Mine was not. Which is kind of funny. Beard. So it's called a developer beard.
Okay. Okay. I'd never heard that before.
Right. It's like an unruly, long, unruly, shaggy hair. Just like you just don't, because you don't see people. We work in the back room, right?
Right. We've got some friends maybe listening to the show who
get that. I know one particularly.
Yeah.
But he actually got a haircut recently, too. Both of them actually got haircuts recently. So
who did?
Alex.
Alex.
He got his haircut. So, hey, Alex. And Dustin got a haircut. So, yeah. But Alex has the beard, and, you know, he cleans it up. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dustin's always looking sharp and snazzy.
Almost.
Yeah.
What else is going on? What's new in the world of Jackson, Michigan?
Last night, me and the band rocked out. We brought the roof, we blew the roof off the place at the brewery last night.
Man, I wish I could say I was with a band.
It's so great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we put on a really good show.
How many people were there?
Starting to get interesting.
Like 25, 30? I mean, what do the audiences look like?
I would guess, I'm not really good at estimating numbers in like a big, spread out space like that. But mm-hmm. There might have been 50 people.
So here's a question for you. I mean, I'm not trying to embarrass you in any situation. Are people there drinking anyways, and then you're also playing, or people, you know, or people are coming to see you specifically, or a combination of the two?
Yeah, a combination of the two. There's probably, I would bet there's half of the people there are there by coincidence.
Okay.
Just going out for a drink.
Right.
And the other half, maybe were invited by someone in the band or has seen us play before.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. Nice. Yeah. One of these days I'm going to be there and surprise you.
Yeah, you could if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna open. How about this? How about I surprise you, but I get to open. I get to introduce you guys.
I mean, we're getting better, but we're not probably quite worth the plane ticket to get here.
The direct. If I charter a plane from Raleigh from RDU, I told you I looked it up like a NetJets. It's only like $13,000 to go right to Jackson.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we are worth that much.
Right. Okay. I mean, if I get the small jet, if I get the big one, it's like $38,000 for the flight.
Is that round trip?
No, that's the problem.
No,
it's not. It's funny though. I mean, I did look into it, but yeah, it's like $13,000-$14,000 minimum kind of thing. It's crazy. You know, when you're like me, when you're pulling in the bucks, you know, in the maintenance world these days,
WordPress maintenance,
MRR, right? MRR. One of these days. Anyway, so yeah, it's good. No, I do want to come see you one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. I hope you do. Bring the harmonica.
Of course.
What else is going on for you?
Weather has been going on. It's weird. We didn't get the vortex, but 2 days ago, as of recording this show, it was 80 degrees here. 80 degrees. Crazy. And then this morning, 30, 35. It's like, what the heck? Like, our high today is going to be 40. So it's going to be half. Like, 48 hours, it's like our high is half of what it was. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah. And then next week, I'm actually heading to the desert.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to see some of your
Sahara
friends.
Desert.
I'm going to the Sahara Desert. not that desert. I'm going out to Arizona. I'm going to WordCamp Phoenix. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be on a panel there, so it's going to be kind of cool. So if you're in Phoenix, if you listen to the show and you're going to WordCamp Phoenix, and then if I know you, come say hi. If I don't know you, come say hi.
Do you think you'll go back to Phoenix this year?
After this work camp?
Yeah, by that I mean Pressnomics.
Oh, Pressnomics, that's right. Maybe. I think the tentative dates are kind of known. Or the time, it's up September. We don't know the exact dates, but it's September, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I don't think it's public information right. yet, but I think we know around the time when it is.
Right. There's a strong possibility. Last time I went, I was very fortunate that I had an extra ticket given to me and a place to stay. Where did I stay? Yeah.
You stayed with Adam Warner.
Well, one night I stayed with Adam Warner, I think. Before that, I stayed somewhere else, I think.
Oh, yeah, like a shared house maybe with people? I don't remember.
Yes, with the people from Aspen.
Oh, yeah, David Blackman.
Them. The Divi peoples, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so I was with them in a house for a few nights, and then I was in a hotel one night with Mr. Warner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We recorded an episode of this podcast.
We did. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So as far as, and I lived in L.A. at the time, so it was easy to get there. It was an easy flight. A little harder for me to get there this time, but doable. But the tickets, a normal ticket is not cheap to go to that event.
Right, it's not a WordCamp.
No. Is it like $500 or $600?
Ooh, is it that much?
I think it could be.
I don't know. I thought it was more like 300. I don't know.
But nonetheless, if somebody wants to give me a ticket, then yes, I'll go. I'll cover my travel and I'll cover my stay if someone can get me in. Whatever, that kind of thing. So yeah, we'll see. Unless I speak, then I guess I can kind of make it too. We'll see. You spoke. Yeah. You did an awesome talk.
Oh, thank you.
You did. That was awesome. I loved it. I really did. I mean, I have photos of it. It was one of my favorites.
Oh.
And for those who don't know about Pressnomics real quick, it is like the economy of WordPress for one.
Mm-hmm, right.
The Strebles put it on for two. And the talks are not recorded. So you, and there's one track. So you miss it, you miss it.
That's right. That's
so, it. And it's one of my favorite types of events because of that. It's like, you make a decision. You go listen to a talk or you do the networking thing. You can't do both. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally true. And they don't get shabby, first-time speakers or anything.
I mean,
these are top-notch.
I was blown away. I mean, I remember there was so many talks that were so good. Like Syed had an amazing talk. I mean, literally, they're all good.
Yeah. Right.
And some of them they resonate with you differently for different reasons based on where you are in your life, in business, but they're all strong. All.
They are. Yeah. They
so,
are.
Yeah. Anyway, so are you going? Do you know? Maybe?
It is unlikely.
Right. Right.
At this point, right. Due to probable conflicts.
Right. Travel. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on? Not so much, huh?
No.
All right. So some exciting news that I have. I'm just kidding. I got nothing. Gotcha.
You little jerk.
No, actually, I mean, I have a piece of news, which it might give you like a fraction of a point for the predictions. I'm talking to a company. They reached out to me this next coming up this week. They are looking for somebody to do something. That's all I can say. But I have no idea. So literally they came to me, which is I'm flattered. It's a conversation to have. We'll see what happens. My goal is to say no, obviously, to shut them down. No.
It's a walk-in hostel.
We're doing it for on a phone call. So, I have no idea what to expect. I don't know what they're looking for. I know what they're looking for per description. I'm not looking for a job. I'm open to opportunity. If I can convert them to a concierge client as a retainer, fantastic. But that's all I have. So that's the exciting news. Not really all that exciting, really. So, it is what it is.
It's great. This could be your opportunity to be a Santa Claus impersonator this coming holiday season.
Exactly. I mean, I'm hoping.
That's what it's for, right?
It's for Nordstrom, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. So.
Yeah.
I just realized we do this the wrong way. It says what you're wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking. And we always go wearing, drinking, reading. But whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Change the song.
Only 85 episodes for me to realize that.
Yeah.
I'm going first. I'm wearing a MailChimp shirt, which is a nice baby blue. And actually, my wife has always commented that this color looks good on me. So
That's nice.
I'm drinking coffee from La Farm Bakery. It was where the guys, we all went after our workout this morning. So we pushed the recording by an hour, so I had time to go out, have a coffee, come home, eat, shower, and here I am. So I'm not just wearing a stinky set of clothes and a hoodie. or a beanie, I mean. And I'm still reading Breaking and Entering, The Extraordinary Story of a Hacker Called Alien. It's really good. I'm getting into it. It's nonfiction, but it's I really like those stories. So I'm about halfway through. So
yeah. Okay. Isn't MailChimp based like maybe Atlanta?
Don't know. Why do you ask?
Anyway, I don't know. I thought they were just near you.
I don't know.
Okay. Moving on. I'm wearing a GoWP t-shirt and my WordPress slippers. I'm drinking a cappuccino.
Oh, fancy.
Quite tasty. Mm-hmm. And I'm working my way through, almost done, with Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, book 4.
Nice. Yeah, wow, that's good. I tried to look up real quick while you were saying that story where they're located. Oh, they're Atlanta, Brooklyn, and Oakland. So,
are they?
So, yeah. So you're close. Atlanta was close. Yeah, it's close to me, but not here in North Carolina. So, awesome. Hey, Kyle, do you know what time it is?
Time to play my new guitar.
Okay, that's cool. Or no, it's actually this. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready? Yeah. Options, questions, and options. Love it. I love this show. Okay. I'm a little goofy this morning. That workout.
What are you drinking?
That workout was rough this morning. So yeah, I did a 6-pack again this week. 6-pack is 6 workouts in a row. Well, in the week, 6 days. So.
Right.
It's been good for me. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the first question you're going to ask us?
Right. This first question comes to us from Todd Jones.
Oh.
And Todd asks, has anyone seen the WordPress.com commercials?
Hmm.
If so, what are your thoughts?
Okay. So not real. So yeah, I have an option here. And yes, I mean, I'm pretty. Yes. So I'm not sure how to start with this, but I'll say, yes, I did see them and they're very nice. And I mean that very nice, gentle, soft-spoken, honest, not overselling, understated even. And it makes me wonder the target demographic. You know, are they targeting my parents? Are they targeting your parents, which is my age? It's just kind of awkward. Are they planning more? Are they going to do a different take? Maybe go a little edgy. Maybe go a little in your face, like, hey, you need a website. Get one by Sunday. Sundays. I don't know. You know, I did watch them. But I wasn't like blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them. They were nice.
They are nice. I think you'll agree with me on this. It's a mystery to me. It makes no sense that they decided, this is automatic we're talking about. They decided not to use Dustin Hartzler in the videos.
Or me.
I don't get why. I mean, he's got such presence and charm. They'd instantly be the best commercials ever.
Mm.
Maybe that's what they thought it would be too good.
Is he sponsoring this episode? Is he paying?
We'll never know. I mean, he's just like he was made for being on TV, not on podcasts.
I did not see that coming. That's awesome. Now, I speaking of the commercials and going back to the Super Bowl, which was a week ago. Did you see, and I don't know if I told you, I told this to Dustin, actually. It's ironic. Did you see the tweet by some other company that called out Wix and their commercial during the Super Bowl?
Nope.
I hear a baby making noise. She's upset about it, too. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, she is upset.
Some other company called out Wix. Apparently, Wix had a commercial. They paid $3 million for it. Yeah. Carly Kloss, is that her name?
Yeah, I think she's a model or something. No, I've seen that same commercial on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I don't know. She actually is a technologist. She was doing tech work.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. But so she talked about her building a website, making it easy. But apparently, looking at the back end of the code of that site that Wix had set up, it's on WordPress.com.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
It was. Yeah. So Twitter, Wix, commercial, Super Bowl. I'm going to Google that right now, and I will link to this in the show notes as well. Yeah, FYI. But yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So whether how true it was or not, but yeah, Carly Kloss, Wix commercial 5 days ago, blah blah blah. Okay, I'll find the tweet and take a screenshot and put it in the show notes. But apparently the code base was there. Like they looked at the code base and inspected elements, and it's WordPress.com because it was also running Yoast SEO. That's how they also figured it out.
Oh, geez.
Right. So it's interesting, you know. I mean, and then my kids and people ask me like, "Hey, I saw that commercial." That's like the only thing, one of the things they remember because the game itself, and people tweeted out how bad the game was. Super Bowl. One of the best tweets I saw, again on Super Bowl, was "Super Bore."
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it was not thrilling.
Right. But people ask me that all the time, like, "How come we don't see WordPress commercials per se?" I'm like, "I don't know." I don't, you know. But now they're doing more of them. So let's bring it back over to the question that was sent in. Do you think they work? Do you think people are going to go make a website on WordPress.com because of these commercials that we saw? We'll link to those in the show notes as well.
It's possible. Yeah. I liked a lot of the things they did. There was a little bit of humor in the Do Anything video, which was kind of nice. And I think that was a bit brief, though. And I'm not sure I make the connection between making a website easily and accomplishing any of those five things that the people in the commercial said they wanted to accomplish. Like, if I could do anything, I would, what is this? Do something, the lady with the acupuncture needles, and then the guy with protecting the birds, and then
right.
The not evil guy who wanted to shrink everyone.
That was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really make the connection in that extremely brief spot.
You know what I noticed? I noticed this, and it could be because I've done this type of work before. I've a long time ago, I was in a couple commercials. It's been, you know, obviously my background was all that in production. I noticed that one of the commercials, they seemed very genuine, meaning that I think very possibly the voiceover was done by the person who might have been in the commercial. I say genuine, so it wasn't a professional voiceover, which I noticed. So it wasn't as clean as or polished per se that I think I might have been looking for.
Interesting.
And that's why I say they were nice. They were soft and soft-spoken and honest, and there was no oversales part. You know, I thought they were put together very well. I'm curious on the budget. I'm curious on, you know, were they truly, were those people actors, or were they real stories?
Sure. It comes across. Like, that was one of the things that I found appealing is, like, these look like real people, real stories.
They did.
Which contrasts a little bit with some of the other competing web platforms who have been, like, using celebrities.
Right.
You know?
And Carly Kloss, she is a celebrity for sure at this point.
Yeah, and a lot of the other Wix commercials, James Veitch and,
right.
You know, some of those are comedians and stuff.
Of course,
GoDaddy's used celebrities, and Web.com, I think, has. And
right. So in that
maybe
case,
Weebly too.
I think in that case, it does make sense that they come across that way, and it works. It's a little bit more authentic, and there's that piece to it. I guess I just wasn't seeing it.
Relatable,
you know. Right. Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. If they asked you to be in one, would you be in one?
What? I don't know. No. I would say put Dustin in them.
Oh, wow. I'm a little hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, these two guys, we have all three. How about, I would do. I would totally do one. Actually, I've been meaning to do a commercial for a WordCamp, like as a promotion piece, and I was going to do one for LA years ago, but I'm going to put one together for WordCamp Raleigh as a promo piece, because actually, side note, tickets went on sale for WordCamp Raleigh yesterday. It's in April, 2 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks, when I was watching him, I was just reminded how, like, advertisers really all take the same strategy now with their content. We see this sort of thing all the time. They dig in to find what's really at the heart of why their target market does what they do. This is effective. They find the most concise yet still a little glamorous illustration of that, and then often awkwardly spin it to say their product makes this possible.
Right.
And it's amazing how many commercials, if you stop them halfway through, like, you wouldn't know what is being pitched at the end.
Right.
Like, they could advertise 5,000 different products. The paddle boarding or the tailor ad that WordPress used could easily have turned at the end to say, "And that's why I use TurboTax," or "My State Farm agent makes this possible," or "I couldn't do this without my Visa business account," or "That's why I need Xanthorpe to reduce my irritable bowel syndrome."
Well, it's funny you say that, because there actually is a service out there. I forget the name of the website, where there are clips of video or segments of stuff that you can use and license and for anything you want. You know, almost right. It's like stock. There's stock video as well. People have done that. You know, and you just add a voiceover, add a track of audio. We're going to do that for this show. I'm gonna make an episode. I'm gonna make a commercial for Get Options Podcast. It's gonna be weird, and have music underscored into it, and a voiceover, and it'll just be all stock.
That'll be great. Some like really moving story, and then in the end, the turn is like, and the Get Options Podcast makes this possible.
Indeed. Indeed.
It'll work.
Or
it'll
no. I'm saying that or it'll be an Indeed commercial, like, because, you know, they're always hiring. Looking for a job? Indeed. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah. I agree with you. I think you're right. I think, you know, if you took any of those spots, you know, the Taylor one could have been made for, you know, all purpose, all temperature cheer.
Yeah. You can turn any of those at the end and say, like, I couldn't do all this stuff that I just mentioned without
fill in the blank
with any business service.
Well, you know, I've written dozens and dozens of commercials. That's one of the things I really wanted to do when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, was produce commercials. And the reason I wanted to make them and write them was because I wanted to be in them. And I oftentimes write them backwards. I would write the tagline first and figure out how to get there. And you're right; they are swappable. Like the, you know, so I've written some for XM Radio, which is now Sirius Radio.
You did that car commercial, or like the auto dealer commercial that you showed me once.
I did that. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, classic. That might be deletable history. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a good deletable history.
It is. It is indeed. That's terrible. Oh, I'm so upset you said that. No. So embarrassed. No, it's like anything else. It's a process to figure out the target audience, the marketing. Commercials are hard, and the exposure is hard. True. You know, I mean, does automatic and does WordPress, does it make sense to spend $3 million just on a Super Bowl ad? Let's go that route too real quick here, per Todd's question. Yeah, let me ask you, do you think WordPress.com should spend more money on marketing?
I don't know how much they're spending now.
True.
I don't,
like I don't on know a larger
much
scale.
About their marketing budget. Right. But it's maybe. Maybe, yeah. You know, they're probably at the stage where it makes a lot of sense to begin really scaling up and begin marketing on a mass scale, because the platform is very mature and also pretty effectively monetized.
Right, right. So I see now, obviously, you said that. So I just bought a domain, Kyle and Adam Commercials, WPCommercials.com. So if they want to hire us as an agency... Kyle will write the music. I'll write the script and the voiceover. My wife will do the VO.
Right.
And we'll have Dustin be the actor.
A domain a day. Yeah.
I'm so done. All right. Anything else on this?
No.
No? Okay. Second question is from one of the ones from WordCamp Jackson. The question came in from Kim Smith. What aspect of WordPress... which is not working for you these days. Kim wrote in, plugin conflicts and how to figure out what they are and how to resolve them.
Right.
That's a toughie.
It is. And but really, come on. It's 2019, mm-hmm. man. I think we've all moved on with our lives. We know that We know it. All the real solution is there. It's obvious. It's just not even use plugins.
Right.
I mean, seriously, why would you? We now have Gutenberg and... We have plenty of themes on ThemeForest, which are loaded with features. So you really just need WordPress and a super duper theme, which does everything and more.
Avada.
You're done. Avada. No more plugins. Problem solved.
Avada solves everything. Yeah, right? Yeah. This wouldn't be possible without. Right. I'm thinking you might be slightly exaggerating the issue here.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. You know, in my world... I don't know. From my perspective, I'm not a plugin developer. So I want to defer to you on this, and I want to ask you a deeper question. Is this still a day? Is this still an issue these days? I mean, I know it used to be. Is it still an issue where you might have a plugin conflict that can cause true errors and site to crash?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, ask our support team. I deal with them every day.
Really? And what Absolutely. And what causes that? Is it just bad code? Is it I'm thinking of another word here. Is it also just the syntax of the code that conflicts with some other syntax, or the use of the same namespaces?
Right. Okay. Off the cuff, there's a lot of things, a lot of potential issues when, because everybody's running a different set of plugins on their site. So what we'll encounter will be a variety of things. Sometimes we will be encountering things like very old plugins. WordPress is old. Mm-hmm. There are plugins on the .org repository that were first introduced more than 10 years ago. And some haven't even been touched since then.
But don't they get kicked off after 3 years now?
They don't get kicked off.
They just get they get the banner saying this has not been updated in 3 years.
There will be a notice, right. But you know, we still have users running very old plugins that have not been updated and not kept up with the times. And there haven't been like a lot of breaking core WordPress changes, but there have been advances. And those sorts of things cause occasional problems. So it still has one, sometimes just old stuff that hasn't kept up. There are problems because one could argue this, and I kind of would. WordPress is fairly easy to develop for. Mm-hmm. And what this means is there are a lot of not very experienced developers like me 8 years ago writing plugins and maybe like copying and pasting from tutorials, using functions like my function, function names and stuff like that, or my variable, and not really understanding that they're supposed to change those things and make them their own. And sometimes we run into those kinds of things where a customer of ours themselves or someone on their team has tried to solve the problem on their own, but they're not a developer. Maybe they just read some tutorials, copied and pasted some code, threw it into their functions file or into their own little plugin. And now it's kind of causing issues. Then there are other types of conflicts too, where everybody is doing their best and they are even run by decent developers, but sometimes they're trying to two plugins might be trying to do the same thing. You know, where one is struggling to think of an example off the top of my head,
you don't want to use two SEO plugins, for example.
Sure. Yeah. That could potentially cause problems if they're trying to both do the same thing, or one plugin is trying to remove something and another plugin is trying to add it as well, and you're getting unexpected results. Like, a plugin conflict doesn't necessarily mean the site is crashing. It could just mean a feature on the website is not working as expected.
Right.
And that's more often the case, where we get customers writing in like, this is just not working right. The math on my checkout form for the subtotal of the customer's purchase is not coming out right. And we dig in and there's some sort of a conflict. Something else is getting in the mix and interfering, where they have a custom plugin that's trying to add a special discount based on their own condition. And that is throwing things off. So customers are getting checkout errors or paying the wrong amount.
Okay. So you've explained the issue at hand, which is great, because I wasn't quite, I mean, I guess I did know there's always that issue. Like, hey, turn this off first and see what happens. Maybe the expected interactions will be fixed or resolved if you turn off plugins and turn them on one by one. I want to go back to Kim's question then. So what is, in your opinion, a good methodology to resolve that?
A couple things. One, I am reminded of what it was like for me when I first started using WordPress. And I didn't know basics like it's perfectly safe to deactivate your plugins. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't actually have any lasting effect. Like, the plugin just stops running when you deactivate it, and it continues running when you activate it again. And there are no changes that are made through that process to your site. I was very nervous about, like, I felt like my site was very fragile, and if I did turn something off and then turn it back on, somehow like it would topple over.
Well, with that said, I mean, if you're running WooCommerce and it's a live site and you turn off WooCommerce, you're not going to get sales.
This is true. Okay. You're right. And if you're in that kind of a situation,
staging server,
you need to be testing on a staging environment. There's no question about that. But it is important to remember that there are no consequences for just temporarily deactivating things.
Correct.
That is fine. You should do that. That's one of the coolest things about WordPress, is you can safely do these things to troubleshoot, and you can test stuff out, turn it on and turn it off willy-nilly all day long. Mm-hmm. So that's important. I want to bring up a plugin that some of our friends made. Nathan Tyler and Natalie McLeese mm-hmm. made Plugin Detective.
Right. Pretty cool.
It is neat. They made it for like a WordCamp Orange County Plugin Palooza contest, I think, a year or two ago. So you look up Plugin Detective on the WordPress.org directory, and it's this cute little workflow where it has you describe, I guess, the
problem.
Issue,
right.
The problem, and then it works through one at a time the plugins, and it treats them, it calls them suspects, I think. It's kind of funny. But then it determines whether the problem goes away when all of these suspects are taken out of the equation, and then you find your culprit eventually. So it's really neat.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well if people want to check that out. And the other thing I want to mention also in regards to staging servers, I just want to shout out to what I use. I use Blog Vault for my backing up, but also because they offer staging. So it's just a safer way to do the testing and do trial things. And because I have clients, I don't want to update something without a good backup and also without a staging server to test, especially on the WooCommerce side of things. You know, if it's a basic brochure site, the backup is sufficient. You know, but if it's a bigger issue, WooCommerce, any kind of e-commerce, WooCommerce, membership, LMS, that type of thing, you know,
totally.
There's the better methodologies exist. I mean, or methodologies and best practices are good to do. So,
right on.
It's a good question, you know, and it's something to think about. But and it's something, if you're a developer, to keep in mind that you need to maintain your code.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep it up to date. Absolutely do.
I mean, what do you think? Would you be a fan? I mean, I'm surprised, or does it surprise you that the repo doesn't get purged with stuff that hasn't been updated in, let's say, you know, 36 months? I mean, the banner's new. The banner's only been around for 2 years. Why don't they just purge them? And it's going to cut down the 53,000 plugins that are in there to a manageable number of current plugins. Or, you know what I mean? Why let it keep growing that way? It's a whole separate conversation, but hit it.
Yeah. It's something to be, well, I think there's potential value in that, but I think that the danger is greater, and that's what the plugin team has identified. Some plugins are fine. Some are fairly simple in nature, modify something really straightforward, and there are cases where literally there's nothing that needs to change in this plugin.
Okay, fair enough.
It's fine for a super long time. And there are cases where for whatever reason, the developer has to take a long time focusing on other things and can't do much for the plugin, but eventually wants to come back, and the plugin team wants to respect that. I know Otto's been vocal about the great lengths he goes to track down and contact developers when there are issues with their plugin or something needs to be resolved. So they have a lot of respect for the developers contributing these plugins and don't want to do anything without, you know, making sure they're aware. And you don't want to leave sites running those plugins high and dry where, you know, what if there are issues with the plugin and if you take it off of the directory, then you've cut them off from any fix in the future.
True. Good point. Okay. All valid points. And, you know, once again, I'm wrong. Once a year, I'm wrong. No. And it was today. Like that. All right. Cool. Well, thanks again for the question from Kim. We are going to move on now to, do we actually have a thing on this one?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Oh, it's right there.
On-order list.
If I count ink, I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name? On-order list. We haven't done this in a while. This is going to be a lot of fun. Somebody coming in the office there?
Yeah.
Weird. So do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? You want to ask? Or do you want to receive?
Yeah. Yours is easy.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
And then you can return the favor and ask me an equally easy one.
Okay.
Okay.
Spoiler, are you ready? Spoiler alert. Kyle's is not easy. Okay.
Oh, doggone it. Okay. Well, if you fail this one, like it will be embarrassing.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. All right. I'll hit the timer. You keep the count.
Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Name the topics covered in as many of the last 25 episodes of Kitchen Sink WP, go.
Ooh, okay. That's still really loud. Turn that down. Q&A.
You can't look. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Methodology, Peepso, Custom Fields.
Nope. Close your eyes. Turn your head.
Okay. So the last 25. Gift guide, end of year report, planning for the new year. Shoot.
No, turn your head.
There was at least one Q&A in there because I do it every 8 to 10 weeks. That's okay. We got four or five.
Three.
Well, yeah.
If you were looking at the board, I didn't count it.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
You had them all up on the board. That's so. How could you do that?
Yeah, well. If there's a lot of content that goes through my brain. I don't remember, like, I barely remember what I had for breakfast.
I even had all 25 of them written down in front of me.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. 25. That's a lot. That's like 25 weeks of my life. That's like half a year. I don't.
These are the most recent. I mean, even if you would have gotten 10 of them, you.
Q&A. For sure, Q&A. The end of year. Yeah. I'd say give me five. I got five there. Q&A was twice, at least two times of Q&A. In the 25 weeks, maybe
Let
three
me see
times.
Up there. Episode 251 was Q&A and 234 was Q&A. Okay. All right. You got four. Okay. I'll give you four.
Oh, man. All right. Fine. You're going down. You're going down. I'm changing the question.
No.
All right. You ready for yours?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Name in 30 seconds. Oh, wait. Let's, I'm going to back up a little bit. So you are musical. You play music. You are in a band. And you make a lot of funny, silly, what I consider amazingly awesome custom songs.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Ah, so sweet.
I have mentioned that I think some of your songs sound similar to another band. So in 30 seconds or less, or 30 seconds, name as many songs as you can by, or no, no, name as many studio albums as you can by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. They one's Maroon, maybe?
Yes, that's one. Ding. Yep.
Oh, shoot.
I'm so happy.
No. I can get this.
I'm so happy. No. Yes! I win! All right, Maroon, you got the one. They got one. That was came out in 2000.
Okay, but what's the one where they're all looking in the same direction?
Well, you have Gordon, was the first one released in 1992.
Right.
Maybe you should
a little kid.
Maybe you should drive. Born on a Pirate Ship, Stunt, Maroon.
Oh, okay.
Everything to Everyone, I think is the one you're thinking of.
Oh, that's Everything to Everyone. Yeah.
Bare Naked Ladies Are Me, and then Bare Naked Ladies Are Men. All Good Time, Grinning Streak, Silver Ball, and Fake Nudes. You could have capped it out. You could have gotten 100 points there because there are only so many studio albums, but you got one.
Dang. Okay.
These were both tough, I think. Tougher than we expected them to be.
There are really only like three of those albums that I had and knew growing up.
Yeah.
To be fair.
There's also there's a extended play album called Bare Naked for Hanukkah EP. I need to get that. I'm gonna save that for later.
they are one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like them
and
too.
It's one of my biggest inspirations, I think, when it comes to songwriting.
So on that note,
the way that like they're known for just having this uncanny ability to just write a song about anything.
Right.
Like nothing is off limits. Like you could write a song about whatever, inanimate objects and strange situations. It's all fine. Yeah. And I really appreciate that and channel that at times. It's maybe apparent through this show.
Of course. No, I was working on, in one of these days, I'll plan it ahead of time, but I was working on rewriting the way you've done it, you know, taking their music, rewriting it, different words for, you know, it's been 1 year. So I was working on that version, new words for It's Been 1 Year, you know, that song.
Okay, now I really want to hear it.
Yeah, no. I didn't even get to the part of recording this time. Like last time for the REM song, I recorded it like 10 seconds and sent it to you. It didn't even happen this time. So the opening lyrics would be, it's been 1 year since you launched me, unblocked the coming soon screen and said I'm ready. So you get the gist. It's been 1 year since you launched me, unblocked the coming soon. Okay, see, it's tough. It's tough to match
there's
the words.
There's something there.
But there is something there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's that really fast-paced, you know, chorus that they have on that song. I'm like, how am I going to rewrite that? You know,
that is tricky.
Right.
That would take practice.
Right. Anyway. Hey, and that's it for the show. Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I do. Don't forget, listeners, that we're going to be live in Dayton, Ohio in just a few weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Come to Word Camp Dayton to see us in person. There will be audience participation. There will be fun games and segments, challenging head-stumping questions, both from our queue and from the audience. It's going to be a good old time. And if you can't make it, the recording will be in your queue following. And we want lots of your questions. So especially with this live event coming up, we need some really good stumpers, some challenging questions, some off-the-wall stuff. Just help us out here.
Right.
Give us something weird, you know?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strange situations you find yourself in. We want to know about it. We want to try and help. All right. And send those questions to us. Questions at getoptionspodcast.com is our email. You can go to getoptionspodcast.com and fill out our contact form or leave a voicemail or I don't know.
We would appreciate it. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, at @get_options. Kyle's over at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.